your reward model gets 90% accuracy on the benchmark, ships to production, then completely falls apart during RLHF training. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 180. I'm Isso, here with Boone, and we're talking about why getting the right answer isn't actually enough.
This is hitting every ML team doing RLHF right now. You train a reward model, it looks great on static evals, then it can't generalize when you're actually optimizing against it.
Right. And this paper from the Quen team basically says, we've been optimizing for the wrong thing. We care about outcome accuracy. Did you pick A or B correctly? But we ignore whether the model's reasoning makes any sense.
They call it deceptive alignment. The model learns shortcuts and spurious correlations to maximize accuracy without actually understanding what makes a good response. It's like a student who memorizes test answers without learning the underlying concepts.
And then when you put that reward model into RLHF, it starts rewarding the wrong things because its reasoning is fundamentally broken. Who's actually shipping products with this problem, Boone?
Anyone doing conversational AI, code generation, creative writing assistance? You train your reward model on human preferences, it looks good. Then during RLHF, your model starts optimizing for superficial features instead of actual quality.
Exactly. So they introduced this concept called rationale consistency, measuring whether the model's reasoning process actually matches human judgment, not just the final decision.
The technical approach here is really clever. They built this MetaJudge framework that decomposes human rationales into atomic units, like individual reasons why response A beats response B.
Walk me through how that actually works.
So you take a human expert's reasoning. Let's say they prefer response B because A violates the character limit, A uses inappropriate hashtags, A misses the product name, and B fails to include a required concept for atomic reasons. Then you prompt the model to generate its own rationale list and use semantic matching to see how many of those four atomic reasons the model actually identified. That's your rationale consistency score.
And the results are wild. They compared O3 versus O3 Mini. Both get the same final decision. Both have near-perfect outcome accuracy. But O3 hits 3 out of 4 atomic reasons, while O3 Mini hits 0.
O3 Mini was focusing on surface formatting and emoji usage while completely missing the actual constraint violations. Same answer, completely different reasoning quality.
This is why your RLHF breaks down. The reward model is optimizing for the wrong signals. From a product perspective, this explains so many weird behaviors I've seen in production systems.
Right. And rationale consistency actually discriminates between frontier models where outcome accuracy hits a ceiling. GPT-5 and Gemini 3 Pro look similar on traditional metrics, but rationale consistency reveals meaningful differences.
So how do they fix it? I'm guessing it's not just measuring rationale consistency. You need to train for it.
They use group relative policy optimization with what they call hierarchical supervision. Instead of just rewarding correct outcomes, the model only gets rewarded when it provides both the correct outcome and the correct rationale. It's a hybrid signal combining outcome accuracy with rationale consistency. The model has to get the reasoning right, not just the final answer.
And the performance gains are significant. 87.1% on RM Bench, 82% on Judge Bench. That's beating outcome-only baselines by 5% on average.
But more importantly for production, when they use this reward model in RLHF, they see real improvements. 7% boost on creative writing tasks in Arena Hard V2.
I'm giving this approach a solid A-. It solves a real problem that's blocking RLHF deployment, and the methodology is sound. The atomic rationale decomposition is genuinely innovative.
The engineering is solid too. They're not just identifying the problem, they're providing a concrete training methodology that escapes the deceptive alignment trap.
Who builds products on top of this, Boone? I'm thinking any company doing RLHF at scale needs this.
Conversational AI platforms, code assistants, creative writing tools, anywhere you're training, reward models on human preferences, and then using them for RLHF optimization.
The user experience improvement is subtle but important. Instead of systems that game metrics through shortcuts, you get models that actually understand quality in the same way humans do.
And the rationale consistency metric gives you a much better signal during development. You can catch deceptive alignment before it hits production.
All right. What should people go build with this? First thing, clone the HelpSteer 3 dataset and experiment with atomic rationale decomposition. Second, implement the MetaJudge framework for semantic matching. You can use it to evaluate your existing reward models and see if they're exhibiting deceptive alignment. Third, try group relative policy optimization with hybrid signals if you're training reward models. The hierarchical supervision approach is the key innovation here.